ஓம் நம சிவாய். டியர் லிசனர்ஸ் ஆஃப் சைவம் டாட் ஆர்க், தி நெக்ஸ்ட் ப்ரோக்ராம் இஸ் ஸ்பிரிச்சுவல் டிஸ்கோர்ஸ். இன் திஸ் யூ ஆர் அபவுட் டு லிசன் கவாய் ஹிந்து லெக்சர்ஸ். தி டைட்டில்ஸ் ஆர் ரீஇன்கார்னேஷன், எக்ஸ்பிரசிங் கிராட்டிடியூட், பிரசன்டட் பை ஸ்ரீ சத்குரு சிவாய சுப்பிரமணிய சுவாமி. தேங்க்யூ. ஓம் நம சிவாய.
Today, Kwarinam, the third day of the Hindu festival Pancha Ganapati at this holiday season of the year, is we visit business associates, creating love and harmony, paying all bills, and associating with merchants and the public at large, presenting gifts to our merchants that served us well, their employees, gifts of appreciation. Appreciation is a wonderful thing, and this is a day of appreciation. And what did we do today? Well, two Madhavasi got in the car, went all over the island, visiting all of our suppliers, our merchants, and our friends, and gave them little jars of honey. We call them honey bears because the little jar looks like a little bear. We have, say, 500 of them, and we're distributing them here and there and everywhere, and showing appreciation and thankfulness, and all of our bills are paid right up to this very moment. And that is the third day of Pancha Ganapati. We'll tell you more about tomorrow, but you will find it all in Loving Ganesha, on page 312. Acharya Kumar Swami gave a wonderful talk in the Kanaval Hindu Temple to members of Sarvasiddhanta Church after the morning puja. Everyone was elated. It was very, very nice. Our work on the new book, Weaver's Wisdom, Thirukkural, is going along very, very nicely. We read about 5 or 10 chapters a day. Very little editing takes place because the translations are beautiful and readable. And, of course, the writer wrote it 2,200 years ago, so we can't talk to him about it. Well, I'll be seeing you again tomorrow. But before, let's just talk about gratitude. This is the time of year to be grateful. Unless you're grateful, you're just nobody. Gratitude comes from the soul. It is a quality of the soul. It's often not a quality of the intellect because many people attract attention to themselves by intellectually, subtly criticizing other people and never showing any gratitude and appreciation. Only if they have money are they accepted by those who want their money. That is no way to live on this planet Earth. That is no new age. That is as low as you can get. But there's still lower things you can do. We can talk about that some other time. Gratitude and appreciation, these are higher soul qualities. So today and tomorrow and the next day, tell everybody how grateful you are, even for their presence on earth. And if they've been unkind to you, give gifts, show gratitude, and don't hold anything in your heart of hatred or resentment, because then that makes it an empty gift, and it makes words empty words. How's that for sadhana today? So today at Kwarinam, December 23rd. See you again. I'll be seeing you tomorrow at Kwarinam, December 24th. Enjoy this holiday season. Give of yourself. That's the greatest gift. Today at Kwarinam, greetings to each and every one who are tuning in to Cyberspace Ashram, an ashram called Kwarinam, on the garden island of Kauai in the Hawaiian island chain. Well, today is December 24th, and it is the fourth day of the Hindu festival at the season of the year called Pancha Ganapati. This means Ganesha has five heads, 10 arms, and is standing and blessing each and every one. This fourth day, and there are 5 days in this festival, it is a home festival. This fourth day, devotees of Lord Ganesha all over the world are bringing forth joy and happiness in the home, music, art, drama, dance. Their children are dancing. The older children have created plays. Mother is singing. Friends and relatives gather for satsanga. They bring individual artistic gifts that they made by hand. And they enjoy each other's company. Plans are made for the year ahead by the family and relatives to bring more harmony and culture and refinement into the home, because Hinduism is a home religion as well as a mass festival religion. But culture, as we know, comes from worship. We worship the god and gods, and we relate to god and gods and guru in a special way, and we carry that out from the temple into the home. And the more one goes to a Hindu temple, the more refined the home becomes. And those who don't go to the Hindu temple often, or sit home and watch TV, their home is like a hotel. It is chaotic, and anger reigns, culture's forgotten, shoes are worn inside the house, and all of those naughty, naughty things that people should not do who call themselves Hindus. Here we have a question. A question from California. When someone who has a guru is out of harmony with his guru and then works within himself to correct that situation, is that all that's necessary to do? Well, that's right. Because harmony with the guru is harmony with your own soul, harmony with your mother and father, which are the first guru. Is harmony with your own soul. That means your values are correct. You are a soul living in an astral body, living in a physical body, having various tools, one of which is emotions, another which is an intellect, and another which is ignorance. Blessed ignorance of things that you should not understand, and sometimes the things you should not understand get in the way of your understanding. So give up all the bad habits, and you'll be in harmony with your soul and harmony with your guru. The guru is like a barometer. Not like a commander. You balance yourself off against your guru or a statue in the temple. Some days Ganesha looks not too well at me because of what I've been thinking, what I've been doing behind the backs of others whom I love. And other days Ganesha in the temple, a stone deity, is smiling at me. Now, how does that stone deity frown and smile? It's your own mind warning you, your own soul warning you, that you should be a little wiser. Live your life a little better, because all the good that you do in this life, you can carry over to the next life. And all the bad that you do in this life, you can carry that over too if you want that kind of baggage. So the motto is, travel lightly. Well, that was a very good question, and thank you very much. We have now a 2-day retreat. We'll be seeing you after that is over, but you can take a retreat too. You can reflect on what you did the last 5 or 6 days and what you're going to do the next. And improve, improve, improve. And that's why we're here on Earth, to improve. No other reason. We're not here to make money. We can't take it with us. We're not here to remain healthy all the time. We can't take that with us either. We're not here to be a profession, to become a professional. We're become an engineer, a doctor, a computer expert. That'll all go when we die. But the improvements that we make in our character, that will last forever. How we subdue the instinctive mind and how we perfect right thought, right speech, and right actions and get our happiness from putting a smile on other people's faces, that you will take into your next life. You don't want to take the garbage into your next life. Take all the good stuff. We'll be seeing each other again at Darshan time at Cyberspace Ashram in just a few days. Om Namah Shivaya. Today at Kwadinam, December 27th, and it's Sunday here on the beautiful Garden Island of Kauai. I'm so glad you visited my cyberspace ashram. What are we doing today? The beautiful fire ceremony to invoke Lord Hanuman, Lord Ganesha, Lord Murugan, and Lord Shiva to help with the foundation and bringing container loads of stone that are finished. Beautiful carving from Bangalore, India, to the beautiful Garden Island of Kauai. Well, today is the 80th birthday of Tutu. In Hawaiian, Tutu means grandmother, and this is Grandma Senden. And the whole Senden clan has come to the island of Kauai to celebrate her 80th birthday. Happy birthday to you, Grandma. Dennis Wong is working to finish, and he's our neighbor, the Aloha Guha, which is 60 feet long and 40 feet wide, and it's going to contain and shelter all the carved stones that come from Bangalore to Kauai, and the Shilpi carvers will come with them to finish them here on the Garden Island. And when you come to visit, you'll also be able to help chip the stones. Won't that be wonderful? To create a temple, as we're creating here on this Garden Island of Kauai, is a wonderful thing. Participation in the creation is a one-time opportunity. Once the temple's built, that opportunity goes away. So let's make the most of it. And Dennis Wong has a big tractor, and he's leveling all the ground and preparing for the foundation of this Aloha Guha that will be going up probably next month. It's what we call Zip Day for Hinduism today. We start reading next month's magazine, and then it goes to the printer. We have a question here about reincarnation. If we know something about our past lives, should we try to know more about a certain past life? Should we meditate on it? Well, if you know something about your past life, and it's come from a reliable source, that's very nice. But you are a sum total of all of your past lives right now. And before you hear of the Divine Self Within, before you have the desire to realize the Divine Self Within, you are, quote, you have been a rich man, poor man, beggar man, thief, doctor, lawyer, Hindu chief, unquote. You've been everything. You've gone through all the instinctive experiences. You've gone all through the intellectual experiences. You've gone all through the psychic experiences. You have worn out experience. So then, what is the final experiences? Super conscious experiences. And the core of that is the Self is Shiva, ever radiating out energy which flows through your body, ever radiating out light which lights up your thoughts. the creator of the universe, the preserver of the universe, the one who absorbs the universe, the one who gives the Big Bang to recreate the universe, that is Supreme God Shiva to us Shaivites. To science, it's not Shiva, it's just the way things are. And we can agree with that. To us, it's just the way things are. So, if you know something about your past life, in answer to your question, that's nice. But you are all of your past lives, sum total, right this very moment. Be happy that your direction is inwardly pointed and not outwardly pointed. Because you've had the outer, and now you are wanting the inner, and that's why you visit our cyberspace ashram. Because you are an inner person. And all inner people are surfing the internet. And some get thrown off their surfboard by a big wave. And others manage to stay afloat and enjoy the surfing. And many, many, many wind up on the beach. And I'm looking at the ocean right now, and I'm seeing a beach, and I'm seeing big waves. They wind up on the beach of the cyberspace ashram. And then, after that, there's nothing more to do but to go in and in and in, and then in and in and in some more, until you realize God within, the highest realization on this planet, and why we came to this planet. That's what they said. In Lemurian scrolls, several, many million years ago. Let's make it a reality now. Om Namah Shivaya, and we'll see you again tomorrow at Darshan time while we look through cyberspace and enjoy each other. Today at Kwadi Nam, December 28th, the cyberspace ashram opened its door and heart and minds to you. We had a few visitors today from Flint, Michigan, from Honolulu, and Houston, Texas. Beautiful families who originated in India, but their children are American Hindus. Dennis Wong cleared a path from the top of our cliff right down to our big lake with the river running through it. It's really beautiful. We have a couple of questions here that came in a few days ago from California. Is it possible we were together in a previous birth? Speaking myself as a guru with other devotees, and yes, it is possible that we were together in a previous birth, or you were with Sadhguru Yogaswami or Chalapaswami, or the Rishi from the Himalayas, because we reincarnate where our mind is. So whatever we set up our mind to do, we reincarnate. It's an inexpensive way of traveling, because if you want to go to Europe, you can go to Europe through the process of reincarnation. It's the same as traveling. Make up your mind where your destination is going to be. Through some conveyance, you go there, a boat, a ship, or through the astral plane and into a new body. And yes, sometimes that new body is a man, and other times that new body is a woman. We switch back and forth. And can you incarnate into the past or into the future? Well, I've heard about that in science fiction, but I don't know. Hindu philosophy doesn't encompass, as far as I know, your reincarnating into the past and the future, because everything is now. You are a sum total of everyone that you ever were, right now, this instant. So, prepare yourself for the grand departure. Our dear and close friend, Ram Sarup of New Delhi, returned to Shiva's feet yesterday He was known as the Voice of India. One of the greatest minds this century in India was Ram Swarup, and he left his physical body behind. And probably, since he loved Hinduism Today, promoted Hinduism Today, wrote articles in Indian newspapers for Hinduism Today, was thinking about us all the time, maybe he'd be one of our Swamis one day. Welcome, Ram. Incarnate close to us, and we'll train you in your new body and bring you along the spiritual path so that you can continue being a great mind of Sanatana Dharma and lift up thousands and thousands who need lifting up. So what we have to do is prepare for that grand departure, because we're all going to follow Ram Swarup into the great beyond to Shiva's feet. And perhaps some will never return, having attained full liberation. And still others will come back and serve, and come back and learn, and come back, because what brings us back? Our desire. Our desire to express things, experience things in earth consciousness, in a physical body, which you cannot do in the other bodies, the astral body or the body of the soul. Well, in cyberspace ashram, think about your future. And your future is now. Live life well, and your future will still be now, because we live in a series of nows. Our mind does not project too far into the future in daily life. Rather, it projects further into the past as people become older. So clear up the past through the various methods and techniques which we teach here at Himalayan Academy. And also come to Anchorage, Alaska on the big, big ship with me for 7 days. We'll talk about all these wonderful things and move ahead rapidly by dropping the past over the side of the ship and standing strong, being free. The new you is waiting just inside of the old you. Om Namah Shivaya, everyone. See you tomorrow. Today at Kwadinam, December 31st, New Year's Eve. That's tonight on the Western calendar. And here on the beautiful Garden Island of Kauai, fireworks and firecrackers will be booming off at 12 midnight. Pilgrims are beginning to arrive here at Kwadinam for Jayanti, my birthday, January 5th. Chudikadevi and Gauri Nadesan arrived from Malaysia. Both of them run a database for Hinduism Today and distributed on newsstands all throughout the country. Ishvaram Param arrived from California to put lighting in the Kodaval Hindu temple. This is the temple at Kwadinam, where for the Madhavasi, the monks, and he's putting in lighting in the Hmong, the 108 beautiful bronze statues of Lord Shiva in various dance poses, 108 dance poses. And we want to thank him for that. And we want to welcome to the Chudikadevi and Gauri. Their help is invaluable in the lovely country of Malaysia. Well, on January 5th, new sadhaka are getting ready to renew their vows. We have one flying in from Australia, another one flying in from Malaysia, and we have two dynamic young men sitting at our wall begging entrance into the monastery. That means they sit at a wall in the rain, they take their food there. Other monastics go out and encourage them, tell what a wonderful monastery it is, and they're trying to blend their mind into the big mind flow, 25 seasoned Madhavasi, who are living within the monastery doing a wonderful work, and they want to be part of that work. But sitting at the wall for 1 month, that means in the morning, at noon, and at night, and they're invited in by somebody each time to come in and serve, they can walk away, get on a plane, and fly off the island at any time. They have a chance to reconsider their dedication, reconsider their commitment. This is a tradition that the Japanese Buddhists hold, and the Hindu monks have matured through for century after century. Our particular wall is called the Wall of Rain because it rains at least 2 hours a day, if not more. Well, tonight and tomorrow, as this new year, which is a new year for most of the world, but not for Hindus, of course, but a wonderful time to reconcile differences within yourself and count your blessings and show appreciation and express gratitude for all the good that has happened to you in 1998. That year is gone forever. It will never be repeated again. You can't do anything about it, but you can bring up all the goodness that happened during that year. I know we've been making a lot of lists, but this is list number 3. List number 3 says to us, write down and try to remember all the goodness that has happened to you and the goodness that you have done for others, but most importantly, express appreciation and show your gratitude for everyone who's come toward you, who has helped you. On New Year's Day, pick up that telephone and make 25 calls. If you can get through, the lines are going to be crowded, but do it in your heart, or write letters or postcards and say, I appreciate you, I'm grateful for you, thank you. This is a Thanksgiving time. Can you do that? These are orders from headquarters, from our cyberspace ashram. You tuned in. It's in your karma to hear these words. You're in your life pattern. Let's do it. Show appreciation. Show gratitude. And tomorrow will be January 1st, 1999. Only 12 months more for the big, we don't know what's going to happen. Everybody has their own ideas. We think we're going to be secure because security is within the inner self. That is the only security. We're taking a retreat January 1st and January 2nd, and then we begin our celebrations for 73rd Jayanti. Can't believe it. This physical body is 73 years of age, in perfect health, just as good as when it was 40 or 30, maybe a little bit better. So we see you at our cyberspace ashram on January 3rd. We'll be seeing you.